Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GSP Corp Science Limited's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavesh Shah, Managing Director from GSP Corp Science Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on our Q1 FY27 earnings call. I am Bhavesh Shah, MD and Chairman of the company. With me, Shail Shah, Executive Director, and also Ad Factor IR agencies. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to review our financial results for the first quarter of '27. Overall, the financial performance in Q1 FY27 was stable, especially considering the volatile operations environment. We are a research-driven agrochemical company specializing in the development and manufacturing of insecticide, herbicide, and fungicide, also plant PGR in India. With over more than 40 years experience in the agrochemical industries, GSP is built on strong foundation of diversified product portfolio of technical and formulation, established customer relationships, and growing presence across domestic and international markets. As a core of our business in our manufacturing capability, we operate multiple manufacturing facilities across India, producing both technical and formulation. Technical form the active ingredient used in crop protection products, while formulations are the finished products that ultimately reach farmers. At GSP, we are not a single format agrochemical company, rather an integrated one. Some companies in India are only made formulations and some only manufacturing technical. We are doing both technical and manufacturing. We operate across three diversified channels: domestic B2B, domestic B2C, and also export. Now we have more than 6,000 distributors in India. Our comprehensive portfolio for the domestic market includes more than 200 product formulations, also more than technical 70 technicals. Strong innovation pipeline. We have more than 100 patent already granted product, and also we have applied more than 100 applications under process. Our export portfolio also, we have almost 175 plus formulations and 60 plus technical product, giving the capability to address diverse crop protection needs across market. Also, we have invested in backward integration to manufacturing of technical to lower our dependency on import. Allow me to throw some light on patent and product strategy. Many large global players have patented products of technical. As those patent approach expiry, we position ourselves to be among the first movers in India to launch the new molecule in domestically. A multi-layer effort involving field trials, safety testing, R&D, and other regulatory clearance for Indian market. These results, we are the first generation product. As a first generation product, we are the first mover in India to launch, introduce the product. And that gives our, as a first mover, advantage. In our portfolio, we also create proprietary, independently patented combination product also. They address broader spectrum of pest or crop issue. Our life cycle of a molecule, this allows us to monetize in a wise. First, as a sustainable and standalone product, which naturally commodities as a more player enters, and second as a product gets resistance. So we are introducing a proprietary combination which is a sustainable and also price power, also margin, and also we are molecule as once got generic of old product, we introduce a patented product, and with this combination patented product, GAC also getting a good margin, and also farmers are getting a very good product for a longer product control, and also they are getting reasonable price, so they can get more yield by using a new patented product. In our history also, few years we have launched many products, patented product, and with excellent control, with longer residual control, and with that we are very strong in many crops like paddy, sugarcane, vegetables, pulses, cotton, and also in future also we are planning to launch many patented product, because we have more than 200 product in our portfolio, patented product, so it will continue in future also, and for that farmer will get good product, and even our margin will continue as a sustainable margin, and will get, and also our growth will be very good. So for financial, so I am handing over to Shail Shah, Executive Director.
Yes, thank you, Bhavya sir. Good morning, everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance of the company for the quarter one of FY27. During the quarter, the company has reported a revenue of 386 crores as compared to 377 crores in the last quarter of the quarter one of the last financial year. Revenue remained broadly stable during the quarter with strong momentum in the domestic business. However, it was partly offset by temporary raw material constraints in the international business. Within our domestic business, if you have to see, as Bhavesh sir just mentioned, our focus on the patented portfolio, we are seeing good growth in the volumes of the products that we have recently launched, like PCT410 and the products like Fighter, who are gaining good scales and good volumes. We have seen good growth in these products in the quarter one. Along with this, we have also seen a good growth and momentum from our B2B customers who have been co-marketing these patented products with us. So as a strategy, when we are launching these products, these combinations in our B2C business, we also offer these products to our co-marketers in our B2B business to increase our presence at a farmer level through their distributor network also, and make this product more available and more niche in terms of the overall segment. So during the quarter, if you see the split between the three businesses, almost the domestic B2C business has been at around 45%, the domestic B2B business is roughly around another 45%, and the export business is around 10%. The export business typically gears up in the H2 of the financial year, where the season, particularly say in Latin America, major market being Brazil, where the season is predominantly in the H2 of our financial year. Also, let me highlight that currently our business is more kharif led, so H1 is very important for us, and out of even H1, Q2 becomes very critical, because that is where the main monsoon and our demand consumption happens. During the quarter, if you see the global geopolitical development and climate related risk and certain volatility, there were certain supply chain disruptions and certain anticipations from the customer, where due to pricing there were certain holdback of demand that we had seen. Overall, the realization in the business has been better, the gross margins have improved. This improvement is broadly due to the increase in the product mix that is there, wherein we have moved more towards our specialty and differentiated products. Then on the cost part, if you see, there has been an increase in the employee cost, which is due to the annual increment in the impact of the wage and the increase, slight increase in the headcount also. Secondly, the power fuel cost has also gone up slightly. That is mainly due to the increase in the coal rate that has happened. The overall EBITDA ECC has stood at around 11%. There is other income that is there which is reported, which is mainly due to the sale of land that was there of the company. And so overall, the depreciation also, if you see, has increased, and this increase in depreciation is mainly due to the capitalization of the backward integration plant that we have at the Dahej Saykha, which was not capitalized in the last quarter. Correspondingly, the depreciation has also increased. The increase, the interest cost has decreased due to the repayment of loans from the IPO funds that were there. Finally, the profit after tax has increased by almost 16% to 26.4 crores in the first quarter. As you might be aware, ICRA has upgraded our rating from A to A plus stable for our long term as well as short term facilities A1. This upgrade is majorly due to the repayment of borrowing from our IPO and the continued good performance of the company. I think with this, we would like to conclude our opening remarks, and operator, we would like to open the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Karina Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question to you is, could you elaborate more on the current mix between the technicals, the formulations, and the branded patented products? And how do you see this mix evolving?
Hi, Karina. Thank you for the question. So, the current business mix, as I said, is almost from our three distribution channels, it is 45% branded, 45% B2B, and 10% is export for the current quarter. From a formulation and technical perspective, almost 75% of our business is formulations, 25% is technicals. Within the B2C business that we do, which is our branded business, out of which currently we are at almost 22% of our patented products that we do as a part of this B2C business. Our aim is to almost double it over the period of 3 years.
Okay. I have one more question. So how do you think about the growth trajectory across the B2B and the B2C in context to export businesses over the next few quarters and years per se?
So we are seeing good demand in our overall domestic market, and with this patented portfolio, you know, as I said earlier, the B2C, we are able to create a differentiated strategy for particular crops like paddy, as we said, maize, sugarcane. And this, with this differentiated strategy, even the B2B customers are attracted while they are having a gap in their portfolio to support it through our patented combination products that we have. So we are seeing good growth in this segment, particularly of differentiated products, which is also resulting into good margins, because these are slightly better priced as compared to the generics that we offer. So we are seeing that we'll almost overgrow the expected industry growth that is there typically. So we'll be growing at a rate faster than the industry growth rate, and we'll be having more market share in different pockets of the country where we are already strong, like say Maharashtra or states like Gujarat, where, you know, we are already predominantly very strong.
Does that answer your question, Karina?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ankit Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have some questions. So I'll start with the this thing. The IPO is related. Could you just provide an update on the utilization of the IPO proceeds and the timeline for the deployment of this remaining funds that we have right now?
Sure. So good morning, Ajay. So the IPO funds, the objective of the IPO was repayment of loan, and we have repaid the loans as per the object during the quarter. The remaining amount that is still to be utilized is a small amount that is there, which is pending the settlement from the banks for the brokerages. Once we get an exact working for that expense relating to the brokerage, which in my understanding takes 2 to 3 months from individual banks, then we'll be able to close the IPO account. So as of now, whatever was the objective other than the general corporate purpose, we have repaid the loans that we have taken as an object of this IPO.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to understand in terms of the numbers, mostly I'm talking on this raw material thing. So can you just provide me the how this raw material is improving our margins in future? How are you going? What are the measures we are taking in terms of the raw material and services?
Sure. So for raw material, there are two parts. One, in the last quarter, what we have seen that there is some volatility in the pricing of the product because of the geopolitical situation. So availability was not a question, but the prices were very volatile due to there were some products which are linked to petrochemicals, so because of which there was some volatility. There were some logistical challenges in the earlier part of the quarter. Secondly, due to the depreciating rupee from last quarter, almost the depreciation is 10-11%. So because of which also there is some impact that we are seeing in on our raw material prices. Secondly, overall, because of the product mix, we are seeing the margin expansion that has happened is more because of the change in the products that we sell. So because of which the margins have typically expanded. But there is an increase in the raw material cost that is there. In certain cases, say particularly in B2B business, we are able to pass on this cost to our customers. But in B2C business, there is a time lag between passing the cost of increase of the raw material to the customer. But then we have the inventory to cover those increasing costs. So fairly in the first quarter, we were stable from that perspective.
Okay. So just related to the raw material, now I'm just talking on the business side, as we have international business. We have a presence in the industrial side. So we have a presence in Brazil, US and Africa, correct?
Yes, and some parts of Southeast Asia also.
Okay, so how do you see the demand from their side? And what are the opportunities are there still? And how are we going to take such kind of opportunities and tapping the market? Can you just give me some clarity on it?
Sure. So, Brazil predominantly being the largest market globally, so there is a lot of pressure in terms of the demand in Brazil. Because of this volatility in pricing also, the customers were not very keen on buying it earlier, so that delay, there we have seen there is a delay in terms of their buying pattern. And once they delay, then what happens is then timing in terms of reaching the material to them becomes very important. So that time we have seen that certain orders, because China having a better logistics model, we have seen that in spite of being cost competitive, certain orders were transferred to China also. So there at the last moment, because the buying was delayed and now timing is becoming an important factor, that is where we see that there were some hiccups that we faced in the first quarter. Overall, the demand is not very great currently. We are expecting that that destocking and the material that is required for the upcoming season, which starts from October, we see that demand should then kick in September for the H2. That is what the overall position in terms of Brazil is. Brazil, we are seeing, we are a bit cautious also because we are seeing liquidity issues in Brazil, whereas the credit is also a challenge. So we are currently more focusing on the B2B customers where we have some established relations to do our business in Brazil. For remaining geographies in Latin America also, we are identifying small pockets like Argentina, Uruguay, where we are having some second tier distributors with whom we are planning to do tie-ups for our products so that we can sell it to them and they can further distribute in their strength geography. So that is the overall strategy for international business. Parallelly, we are also doing our registration for upcoming products that are in the pipeline to then exploit our manufacturing facilities more round the year, wherein once we have a good molecule which is registered in the other parts of the world also, which we can use it to then sell in a different time of the year. So that is the overall export visibility.
Okay, got it. And then how would you assess the progress of this Kharif season so far? I mean, is, what factor are you seeing in terms of the acreage, farmer sentiment and agrochemical demand?
See, basically, I am giving you a reply. So basically, any initial first quarter, because of this war and war complete and even volatility of this crude price, and after that even IMD declared that this El Nino effect, so everyone, even including farmer and channel, even formulators, so they delay everything, buying and everything. But now by God grace, in July and up till now, overall almost few areas has left, otherwise overall monsoon is good. And even acreage of key crop like cotton has increased, even soybean is increased. Even this year chili is increasing. So even paddy is almost will be stable. And in our focus, our portfolio is also very strong in particular these all crop. So we see good demand this second quarter. And as we are very strong in particular insecticide and fungicide. And because of this gap in rain, so this insect will increase. And definitely GSC is very strong in insecticide. So we get benefit particular this quarter.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Sure.
And all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Krisha Jain from Palada Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just have two questions. The first would be, what is the opportunity to further increase the share of high margin patented and differentiated products in the portfolio?
See, basically, we introduced almost 12 products in last 3 years, and the segments and crop, this is very, very huge and very large. So for next 3 years, we see that there is no even situation will come in next 3 to 4 years, and huge opportunity in these all crops. And see, basically our target is next 2 to 3 years, we will doubling the, our this patented product share, and we are also coming with new products or new segments, meeting segments. See, basically we are we don't have any product for herbicide, so we are coming with that product. Also coming with for a particular potato, this patented product is missing. So like this, we are also coming where the, we have gap. So, and because of efficacy of our product, whatever products we have launched, the efficacy of these products are very, very good, and all farmers and even our channel partners are very, very happy. So next 3 years, our growth will be very, very good.
Okay. And could you also provide more color on the current capacity utilization across technical and formulation facility and the headroom which is available for growth?
So the current technical capacity utilization is around 70 to 75%, wherein we have some scope to grow the technical base. There is also a possibility to change. So we have certain plants which are multi-product plants. So we have a we have an opportunity to swap our products wherein we can have high value products and which are low volume. So that is also an opportunity. The pipeline that is coming in future, out of those products, there are certain products which are high value, low volume. So we'll be able to accommodate that in our existing facility. Formulation plant, the utilization of formulation plant is around 25 to 30%, but formulation plant typically is not a bottleneck because it is a simpler process. There is no chemical synthesis or reactions that take place, so which also could be outsourced. So typically the facilities of formulation are designed to cater to the peak season, so that is why the utilization remains low in the formulation plant. So currently it is around 25-30%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shravan Modi with Syndicate Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for your question.
Sorry to interrupt, Shravan. You're not audible. Your voice is breaking up. Please use your phone on the handset mode in case if it's on hands-free.
Sure. Am I audible now?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. My first question to you is, which interest is currently offering the largest opportunity for you?
It's breaking up again, Shravan. Could you please change your location if possible?
Am I audible? Sir.
Okay, thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anirudh Sharma with Ekant Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Anirudh, please go ahead. Yes, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. So my first question is that is it the objective to increasingly move towards formulations and brand products?
Yes, good morning. So the objective is that we will be moving more to the formulation products here. But in formulations, we are focusing on all the three verticals that we have. So we are increasing our formulation business through our own brand, which is the B2C business. That is the main objective or goal. But that is also being supported by our B2B business, wherein also we are increasing our contribution from formulation business in B2B also, by introducing or sharing with them these specialized formulations so that their portfolio gap can be filled, as well as for us, we can make our patented product far more reachable to a farmer. So overall, yes, formulation business is something which is where our core focus is.
Okay, okay, understood, sir. And what is your current market share, sir?
So from a domestic market, if you see, our market share currently is not that great. It would be say of around 3-3.5%, wherein we see that it is a good opportunity for us to grow, because in a market like India, wherein, you know, we have good manufacturing base also, we see that any market share from a company our size, it is easier for us to scale to say 7-8% market share. So that is what we are aiming in the upcoming times, to reach to that level.
Okay, okay. One last question. So, are you seeing any meaningful change in the farmer behavior or product preferences that could alter your portfolio mix?
Yes, we are seeing some farmer behavior changes which is positively affecting us. So, in the area, to give you an example, say in area like West Bengal, where the farmers earlier were very fragmented, small farmers, with having less capacity to spend. Now with more awareness and with the groundwork that the companies like ours have been doing, the awareness of specialty chemicals has been increasing. And because of that, their adoption to specialized molecules is increasing, and they are also seeing the results of that, because of which they are moving towards this direction. The new generation of farmers that are coming are more aware, they are more connected to social media, they have their own ways of assessing a product. Because of which, you know, we are seeing that now a farmer is in a position to evaluate himself that what is good for him and get maximum value out of it. And also now, secondly, what is we are seeing is that they are moving towards preventive kind of spraying also, which is the trend in the developed market. So earlier, what was happening was that it was more of curative kind of a market, where only after the infestation, the farmers were using the insecticides or fungicides. But now, as a precaution also, farmers are being more aware and have started using it on preventive basis, so that the crop damage is minimal. So these are the changes that we are seeing in the farmer behavior pattern.
Okay, sir. Understood. Understood. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shravan Modi with Syndicate Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks so much for the opportunity. My first question to you is, like, could you please elaborate on the current R&D pipeline and the number of technical products you expect to introduce over the next few years?
See, basically, we have two R&D. One is technical R&D and second is formulation R&D. So every year, in particular technical, we are coming with every year one or two new products. And accordingly, we have built up and our R&D is capable. And even we have to generate all data generation, it takes a minimum 4 to 5 years. So in for future, for next 5 years, already we have started all work and we will come with one or two technical product every year. Number one. Number two, for formulations, patented particular formulation. So that is also we are already we have pipeline for next 4 to 5 years. Every year we'll come with 2 to 3 patented formulations. Right?
Right, sir. Also, currently, international markets offer the largest growth opportunities for us. And which one are we targeting next, like in the coming pipeline?
See, basically, mainly our focus is Latin America. Because there are two reasons. One is their crop and our crop is almost similar. Number one. Number two, their season is almost reverse, opposite of Indian market. So once our Indian market or Indian season completes, Kharif season, which is main season in India, so their season starts. So we can, we manufacture technical, so we can utilize that technical in second half, so our technical plant can be run 12 months. So our main focus is Brazil and USA and Latin America. Definitely we are also planning for Africa and even Asian countries, but as a volume, as a value, these are the main markets.
100%, 100%, sir. Thanks so much for your input, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Priya Thakkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for your results, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. My question is, like, what actually differentiates the GSP's approach to patented formulations and the combination products from other domestic agrochemical players?
So the differentiation factor that we have is that while, you know, we are working on this combination patent that we get, there are three major differentiations that is there. One is that our combinations that we generally offer to the farmers are of the newer technicals that are available in the market. So the technicals that are getting off patent, which were not, you know, easily accessible or were very at a high cost due to it being under the IPR protection with the multinationals, once they get off patent, we typically have our combinations around those technicals which are generally new in the market. So the farmer is getting access to a newer chemical which is safer, more effective, and the resistance issue is not there. That is the first part. Second, the solution that we are encompassing by having a different partner to this off-patent molecule. The idea is to do an extensive field trial and to understand the farmer level difficulty that, you know, while at a stage of a crop, what is the issue a farmer is facing and how do we solve it in a way that he is getting a holistic solution, that by, you know, having one spray, the ultimate objective that is to achieve the target pest, if there are one or more, we can address a larger bunch of issues by using it in the one spray. So that is the second area where we want to have a maximum value addition in terms of the farmer that is there. The third being, we try to innovate different formulations in terms of the application formulation that is there. Like, we have introduced SE, phosphoemulsion formulation, few years back, in which we were the first one in India to launch. We have ZG formulations, we are coming up with OD formulations. So all these differentiated formulations also make it easier for the farmer to use, number one, or more effective the spread of the active ingredients or their synergy is much more better with a good formulation, so that effectiveness at the crop level increases. So these are the three main differentiating factors that we typically have while we are envisaging a patented formulation product.
Okay. Also, I would like you to share the company's midterm growth target, and also can you help us understand what are the key milestones that the investors should actually track to assess whether the GSP is on track with its medium-term growth ambitions?
So we are we may not be able to broadly, you know, give the complete details. From a broadly standpoint, if you have to see, we have been growing at almost say 15% kind of a rate. That is what the expectation is, that we will be growing at around 15%. We are seeing a better growth in terms of EBITDA and PAT margin because of two reasons: the change in the product mix to a more differentiated portfolio, and secondly, due to the reduction in the interest cost. So these are the two changes that we are seeing further in the bottom line impact. So from an EBITDA level, what we see that we can expect it to grow around 13-14% in the upcoming 2-3 years.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ayushi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good morning. My first question was regarding PAT. PAT was 26 crores this quarter. Can you give us a sense of how that splits between domestic B2B, domestic B2C and exports? There's the direction, like did the 240 basis point improvement in gross margin this quarter come mainly from B2B mix or from something else?
Hi Ayushi, good morning. From a PAT perspective, it is very difficult to segregate the PAT at a business level because we have a lot of common expenditures that are there that would be sitting at the EBITDA level. But from a margin perspective, at a gross level, whatever increase that we are seeing in the margin, gross margin, that is mainly supported due to the increase of the share of patented products into B2C business, and also good margins in the B2B business, wherein we are seeing this overall growth of the percentage points that we are seeing. Overall, as I said, the PAT margin will increase because of the reduction in interest cost also during the year. And we are expecting EBITDA to be somewhere around 12-13% is what the expectation is.
Alright, and my second question was about other income. Other income was 83 million this quarter against 26 million last year. And you said that most of this increase is profit on sale of leased land. Two things. First is that the sale of the 66,000 approx square meters to IndoGSP, the promoter group company, for 23 crores that the board approved in April. So second, how much of this 83 million was that one-off gain? Because if I strip it out, profit before tax looks roughly flat against last year's 29 crores rather than up 18%. So what should we assume for a normal quarterly other income run rate from here? Is there any more land or non-core assets left to sell? What is your outlook regarding other income?
So out of these 8 crores, almost 5.7 crores is this other income for the land sale that is under consideration, which you specifically mentioned. There is no other income that we plan that will be there in the upcoming quarter. The run rate per se, you know, with the increase or the impact of certain increase in the manpower cost, because of which the increase in the GP has not materialized into the business income at the PAT level. But overall, we are seeing the growth in the PAT because of this sale in land. This is a one-off event which we don't expect in the remaining three quarters. The remaining three quarters, we see that as per the expectation, we see that the business would grow based on the operational efficiencies that we see.
All right, thank you. And considering that we are now 6 weeks into Q2, how is this season shaping up versus last year? Is the material shortage behind you, or is it still constraining what you can supply to the peak?
No, so I think you see material supply constraint is not there currently. We are seeing in the 6 weeks, particularly July, the monsoon has been supportive also. It has covered major part of the country. We are seeing that the progress is good. From the last year also, whatever the anticipated growth that we are seeing, we see that by Q2, we will be able to achieve the anticipated growth that we planned. So we are on right track for that. For South India, we see currently the three states, Andhra, Telangana, Karnataka, they are still a wait and watch kind of a situation, particularly from the monsoon standpoint. But overall, other constraints in terms of inputs, etc., we don't foresee any other constraints and we are on the track of achieving the projected growth.
My concern was just because last year Q2 was around 60% of the full year's PAT. So that's why.
Yeah, absolutely. So I see that we anticipate that would be the case even this year, and the absolute number would increase as compared to last year because of the growth that we are anticipating. But proportionately, it would be somewhere around this kind of a ratio only.
All right. Thank you so much.
Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Myra Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, what will be the current contribution of B2B and B2C as per the domestic revenue, and how you expect this mix to evolve over the next few years?
Overall within the domestic business, at an annual level, our domestic business is almost 80%, our export business is 20%. Out of these 80%, it is equally split between B2C and B2B. We see that going forward 3 years, this kind of a mix would broadly continue. We expect the branded business to go to 45-50%, whereas remaining 30-35% will be then the B2B business. Export broadly for the upcoming 3 years will be somewhere around 20% only. That is what we are seeing in the as a mix for the upcoming years.
Does that answer your question, madam?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Shah for the closing remarks.
Yes, thank you everyone for joining the call and for your questions. We look forward to discussing the same in the next quarter call. Best wishes from our side. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GSP Corp Science Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.